8. Let your partner take the lead. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. I've always been a golfer. Since I was 14 years old and my father bought a kid who batted and played hockey left-handed a garage sale half set of right-handed clubs, I have loved the game of golf. I remember protesting, "But Dad, I swing left-handed." He replied, "Everything in golf is for right-handers, son. Learn to swing right-handed." Such a sensitive man. Ha ha. Anyway, I did learn to play right-handed and have played often. Until the last 3 or 4 years, golf was what I looked forward to doing when Midwest weather permitted. In recent years, though, maybe as a release from the frustrations of difficult people, I have taken to hunting. I'm not like one of those guys who wait for hours to sneak up on a turkey with an arrow and bow. For me, it's all about the killing. Nothing subtle or too strategic. Just get the game and the scope, breathe out slowly, and pull the trigger. I've taken down some prize bucks and an elk or two, more recently turning my attention to hunting a bear in the panhandle of Idaho. All that to say, there is something really awesome about sitting for hours in a tree stand, only to see a bear amble up to the bait, oblivious to your presence. The gun is raised, the head is lowered, and the eye blinks to see close up through the scope. The crosshairs get shifted to just behind the shoulder blade, and slowly, ignoring a pounding heart, you squeeze the trigger. Let's get focused. I hope, after the first 7 studies, quality manhood is in the crosshairs for you. But how do you keep pulling the trigger and killing it, day after day, week after week? As I've been writing about quality men and how they act, you may have been feeling...